You've heard the text from Colossians read earlier in the service. Now I'd like to share with you the gospel lesson for this week, for this Sunday. It is from Luke chapter 12, beginning with the 13th verse. Luke 12, 13 through 21. Listen to these words, and in them hear the word of the Lord. Someone from the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." And Jesus said to him, "Man, who appointed me as a judge or a referee between you and your brother?" Then Jesus said to the crowd, "Watch out. Guard yourself against all kinds of greed. After all, one's life is not determined by one's possessions, even when someone is very wealthy." And then he told them a parable. A certain rich man's land produced a bountiful crop. And he said to himself, "What will I do? I have no place to store all my harvest." And then he thought, "Here's what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger barns. That's where I'll store all my grain and my goods. I'll say to myself, 'Self, you have stored up plenty of goods, enough for several years. Take it easy. Eat, drink, and enjoy yourself.'" But God said to him, "Fool, tonight you will die. Now, who will get the things that you have prepared for yourself?" "This is the way it will be," Jesus said, "for those who hoard things for themselves and aren't rich toward God." Brothers and sisters, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. From the Colossians text that we read earlier, here are some rules from a great teacher named Paul who followed Jesus and taught us to do the same. Just to review, he said, "Guard against all kinds of greed. Put to death the parts of your life that tie you down, the parts that belong to the earth. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Set aside immorality, corruption, lust, evil desire, and greed, which is a form of idolatry. You used to live this way, but now set these things aside. Anger, rage, malice, slander, obscene language. Unleash from these things that keep you from soaring. Don't lie to each other, but put on the new nature which is revealed in knowledge by conforming to the image of God who created it." Now, let's turn to the advice of Jesus Himself in our gospel lesson. Let us pray. Lord, through the inspiring of your Holy Spirit, please empower these moments of learning and teaching, of praying and preaching, of finding and reaching your children with your grace. Amen. So Jesus is the Redeemer, but He's also the teacher. However, it seems to me that just to say teacher is not enough. Rabbi, and Jesus was a rabbi, means teacher. But Jesus is more than that. He's more than a teacher of how to just live a good life or a safe life or even a wholesome life or even a life of serving others. We spoke of the rules earlier in the Colossians reading, and now we turn to fools as described by Jesus. But all that said, Rabbi Jesus is a teacher and gives us holy advice. Here's what he says about fools. Brothers and sisters, divide the inheritance. Divide all the resources. Share what you have. Life is temporary. If you hoard what you get for yourself and do not share, like the man in the gospel text who was looking for bigger barns to store his produce in, if you do all that, it'll eventually be given to someone else anyhow. Why not share your blessings? Why not share them now? Share your crop when it's bountiful so that all may eat. But to illustrate the point, Jesus tells a story. The foolish man said, and that's the preview he gives, this man is foolish. So we know from the beginning this is not behavior to be modeled after, it's behavior to be avoided. The foolish man said, I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. That's where I'll store it all, and I'll say to myself, self, you have stored up plenty of goods, enough for years to last. Take it easy. Enjoy. Eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. Be merry. But he didn't stop at storing up treasures. He went on to hoarding those treasures that could have helped others to have what they need. I found this fable about a dog and his reflection that kind of illustrates the point about chasing after shadows. The butcher had thrown a dog a bone, and the dog was hurrying home with his prize as fast as he could go. He crossed a narrow footbridge over some water. And as he crossed the bridge, he happened to look down into the still water below. And he saw a reflection of himself there with the bone in his mouth, as if in a mirror. The greedy dog thought that he saw another dog, a real dog, carrying a bone much bigger than his own. If he had checked his greed and stopped to think, I think he might have known better. But instead of thinking, he acted quickly. He ended up dropping the bone that he had in his mouth, and it sunk in the water. And then he sprang toward the river, diving in, only to find himself swimming for dear life to reach the shore. The dog in the space under the bridge was, alas, just simply a reflection. At last he managed to scramble out of the water, and as he stood there sadly thinking about the good bone that he had lost, he realized what a stupid dog he had been. It is very foolish to be greedy. Now back to the gospel lesson. In it, God said to the man, "You fool." And there's a capital F on that word, fool. That's not just a common little fool. That's a big fool. You fool, you have piled up all this gain, this stuff. But tonight, you will die. Now, who will get the things that you have prepared for yourself? The man had been wasteful. He didn't just build bigger barns. He tore down the ones he had in order to build bigger ones. And he seemed almost arrogant in his response to all this success. It's, what will I do? What will I do with all this good fortune? Oh, here's what I'll do. Builds bigger barns, and it didn't go well after that. If you were raised with Christ, then you think of things above and not on earthly things. You put on the new nature, which is renewed in knowledge and conforming to the image of the one who created it. Some people use other people as tools. Their motto is love things and use people. You've heard of folks like that. Maybe you felt that way at some point in your distant past. Sometimes we get things backwards, don't we? We humans love things and use people. Like the dog on a bridge, we see what someone else has and we want to go for it. In the process, we lose what we do have. There's a big difference between tools and treasures. Tools are to be used in creating or in caring for treasures. Sometimes, though, we make poor choices. Tools should be used in creating treasures, not the other way around. If truly precious treasures, people's lives and spirits, are used up in the service of some gain to hoard, then there's a waste of life. Instead of love things and use people, we should, as the gospel says, love people and use things in that process. People are treasures, not tools. Money is a tool, not a treasure. You see the difference? Are you with me? It flies in the face of our culture. Companies that value people purely for their economic potential are unjust. People can contribute economic value and should, but they shouldn't be harmed or spent or used up in the process of acquiring treasure. That would be called slavery. And you may think that we're way beyond slavery, but in many parts, large parts of the world, that is just not true. And if that's not bad enough, many people choose slavery. They enslave themselves to debt and greed and addictions, or just bad choices, like jumping off the bridge in the chase of a shadowy reflection. Often we chase after those reflections and we run from the shadows. If the treasure is used up to serve the tool, damage is done to the source that can never be recovered. Renewable resources. War treats people as renewable resources. That's what makes war so evil. Some say die for the cause. That may be noble, but the other option is to live for the cause. Sometimes sacrifices have to be made for the good of all, for the good of the future, and that's a noble thing. But the individual should decide that sacrifice. Obi-Wan Kenobi saw the promise of future in Luke Skywalker. When Obi-Wan and Darth Vader were formally engaged in mortal combat, Obi-Wan raised his lightsaber and switched it off. He knew that in his risen spirit, his life after dying, that he would have even more influence. He had said it before, had he not? If you kill me, I shall become stronger than ever before. And it proved to be true, at least in the movie. That kind of strength is risen strength. Now let's talk about treasures. And here's the best part, the real treasure. If you were raised with Christ, you look for things that are above and not things that are in the earth. We sometimes get trapped into looking down for our reflection like the greedy dog on the bridge. But Paul said, you died and your life is now hidden with God in Christ. In the image of this new nature, there is neither Greek nor Jew, old or new, American or French or Syrian. We do not judge one another. That is God's business. black lives or white or in between, all lives, old or younger, athlete or musician, married or unmarried, straight or gay or searching, all lives in this creation. People do not judge each other. That, judging, I mean, is God's business. These kind of roles don't define us as people. They describe the roles or the responsibilities that we play for the purposes for which we are created. The words disciple and discipline are closely related. However, they are strikingly different. One, the disciple is the person. And the second one, discipline, closely related in spelling and in root. But discipline is the path that that person, the disciple, follows. Both the person and the path are vitally important. And both should be seeking to follow the Master, Jesus, and to live in His steps. For He is the true treasure. You are invited today to come to the altar, to come to faith, to find Christ, to find hope, the hope that we share in Christ. Not just to find the bigger bone, but to find hope. To find hope that will sustain you beyond the moment or beyond the next goal or the next idea that you have. Hope that will be eternal. You want to find hope? Claim Christ. You want to be more loving? Claim Christ. You want to become more holy? Well, the only way to make that happen is to claim Christ as your Lord and Redeemer and have Him walk beside you. Or better yet, you walk beside Him and go where He goes.